The Gesher Music Festival returns for its seventh season, bringing professional musicians to St. Louis to perform chamber music. St. Louis On the Air contributor Steve Potter has more about this year's offerings.
This year's festival theme is War and Peace, which explores the music of World War I. Dana Hodel is the Gesher's festival director. Peter Myers is a St. Louis-born cellist, now with the San Francisco Opera. Welcome to you both to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back, I guess I should say.
Thanks.
The festival's name, Gesher, is a Hebrew word for bridge. So can you explain why that's significant and exactly what you mean when you call it chamber music with a Jewish twist?
Sure, of course. So the Gesher Music Festival is a chamber music festival, which is music from, for this particular festival, there will be between two and five musicians performing each piece of music as chamber music. And it's a program of the Jewish Community Center produced by the New Jewish Theater. Gesher is the Hebrew word for bridge. And through this festival and through music, our mission is to build bridges between communities and generations and musical ideas and sort of kind of taking the Jewish experience as a point of departure, saying these are stories and themes that are important to the Jewish community, but they're ideas and concepts and stories that we can all relate to, the whole community can relate to. So it's a way of, you know, sharing between communities.
Uh-huh. So does that mean that all the composers were necessarily Jewish themselves?
Some are and some aren't. So we have Beethoven, who was not Jewish, and then we have Benheim, who definitely was Jewish. And, you know, so we go back and forth using this theme, and this year's theme for our three main stage concerts is War and Peace. And so we have the war concert for one, and I think we'll talk in more detail about these concerts, and a peace concert, and then a Transcending Borders concert. So it's all about the sharing of ideas and cultures.
And you are the festival director, Dana. Peter, are you just a guest performer?
Yeah, I'm here to play music and have fun.
But it's coming home for you too, right?
Yes, I grew up here. Both my parents still play in the St. Louis Symphony. So it's really nice to come back and to play in my hometown.
Like a working vacation?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
This year's theme, you mentioned it, Dana, War and Peace. And it's music from World War I.
Well, one of the concerts is music from World War I. So we have a number of events that lead up to our main stage events, which
let me interrupt. Mm-hmm. You actually began last night with
an event. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, we're already rolling. So we had a great event last night at the Vino Gallery, which was a very casual, fun of happy hour event. And then this weekend we have two family concerts, one at the Ferguson Public Library and one at the Jay.
And Sarah Sitzer is playing a role.
Well, Sarah Sitzer is the artistic director, and she's also a cellist. And so she's involved in all of this. This is actually her vision. She pulls together all this wonderful programming. And this year, we decided to add some family concerts after a program we did last year. We thought we were going to play just a regular concert, and then the whole audience was kids. And so on the fly, we created a family concert last year. And so this year, we took that and turned it into two actual family concerts, 45-minute events. So those are going to be really fun.
So last night, you started at the Vine Gallery. And
yep.
Was that sort of meet the musicians kind of thing?
Yeah, it was a meet the musicians. It was just kind of a happy hour. We played a little bit of music, and we had an opportunity to get to know these amazing artists who come in from all over the country. We're so grateful Peter is here for the first time with us, and many Gesher favorites are back this year too.
And one point I should make, it's a different venue for each night or each performance.
Yes, so all of our concerts are in different venues, and each has its own sort of flavor or a different style or format of concert, so there's something for everyone.
All right, we'll talk about them in order. Are you involved in just one of them, Peter? Are you ever at every performance, or how does that work?
Yeah, I'm in all of them, all three main ones. Yeah.
Is that the way it works? Most musicians are in each one?
Most musicians are in every concert. It's a lot of music in a very short amount of time, so we kind of share the load between the musicians, so you get to see a lot of different performers in each concert.
There's another event tonight. I know the musicians are going to be part of a service at Central Reform.
Yep, it's CRC. So this is something we've been doing all 7 years, is going out into the community. CRC is a wonderful place. So we just perform as part of the Shabbat service, Friday night Shabbat service. And we also do community concerts where we partner with places where maybe live music isn't accessible. So we partner with the Prison Performing Arts, and we go into two juvenile detention centers and spend about an hour with the youth in those programs, which is really great. We're going to be at the Ferguson Public Library for free, and we've done, you know, retirement centers and, you know, different things like that in the past too.
Mm-hmm. Peter, since you have a background here in St. Louis, when you come to be a part of this, are you familiar with many of these musicians? Have you worked with any of them before? Or?
Many of them, yeah.
Any stories?
Well, Sarah and I, we went to the same high school. We were in the youth orchestra here together. I made her chauffeur me around to various rehearsals. I didn't drive back then. I was a teenager. Yeah, and I know, you know, several of the other musicians from various other places.
When you all come together for this, how much rehearsal time do you all have?
Actually, for a festival, it's pretty generous, the rehearsal time that's been scheduled.
Well, since I don't
really
know,
great.
What's
it's
generous
a,
for a festival?
A lot of rehearsing. Yeah. So
which sometimes it's not much, though, for other festivals, right?
Right. I think it depends. For this, we do have a lot of music, but it's spread out. Between, you know, we have three violinists this year and two cellists, so it's spread out a little bit. But at this very moment, people are rehearsing for the concert. And, you know, we only had 2 days to prepare for our first event. I think we only did that in one rehearsal. But the main stage events get a good amount of rehearsal.
Well, let's take a look at your calendar. What's ahead? There's a family concert coming up on Sunday.
So we have three events this weekend. We have 2 o'clock free family concert at the Ferguson Public Library. On Sunday, we have only a very few spots available for a docent-led tour of the St. Louis Art Museum. And this will be a tour that focuses on the war and peace theme of things in the collection at the museum. That's free, but you have to register, and there's only a few spots left for that. We have to cap that so the docents don't have to scream at everyone. And then at 4 o'clock on Sunday at the J, we have a family concert, a repeat of the one on Saturday.
Hmm. What's your audience like? Do you have different audiences at different events, or do a lot of people go to all of them?
Both. So there's a core group that comes to almost everything, and then you know the rest is people who are only coming to one or two events.
We're talking with Dana Hodel and Peter Myers about the 2017 Gesher Music Festival, which is kicking off and runs through next week. Looking back at the calendar, next Thursday, which is the 17th, the concert will be at the Missouri History Museum.
Right.
And,
this,
and it relates to one of the exhibits they have there.
Yeah, so this is the 100th anniversary of the entry of the United States into World War I, and there's a lot of events going on around that. And the History Museum has an exhibit, a World War I exhibit right now, and you can come early to the exhibit because it's in the atrium, which is right outside the auditorium. So you can come early and check out the exhibit and then come on into the concert. It's a free concert at the History Museum. And this is a narrated concert. So artistic director Sarah Sitzer will be telling the stories behind the music, and these are all composers who were either directly in the war or greatly affected by the war or wrote music for someone who was affected by the war. And so it's kind of a back and forth of a little bit of music and then the story behind the music. It's been a very popular format.
Uh-huh. And Peter, since you're performing in that and all the others, can you tell me about what you're doing for that event?
For Beyond the Trenches. Yeah, so I'm playing the Elgar Piano Quintet. We unfortunately only have time to do the last movement, but it's an unusual and beautiful piece that I think doesn't get played as much as it should.
When you say unusual, what do you mean?
In that a lot of people think of Elgar as always very warm and pastoral, and this piece has a lot of darkness and kind of sparse, almost creepy things with a very joyful resolution.
A happy ending, then, good.
Yes, very much so.
On Saturday the 19th, you're at the WashU Music Center.
We are. And so this is the theme for this concert is prayer for peace. And we have some really beautiful music on the first half by living composers, by Galyov and Verus. And there will be a vocalist singing on this program and a very touching piece called Refugee Blues. It's just really beautiful and really appropriate for, you know, what's happening in the world today. And then we finished that program with a Beethoven string quartet linking into this piece. It was his final quartet. And the slow movement of that, his title is something about, you know, the hope for peace. You know, and so it's tying into our war and peace theme.
And your role in that, Peter?
Sarah will be the cellist of that quartet.
Uh-huh.
I hope to play it some other time in my life.
Oh, I see.
It's a fantastic, truly amazing piece. Unbelievable piece.
And you're playing the Galyov, right?
Yeah, I'm playing the Galyov Tenebrae, which a kind of cool little personal connection for me is that Galyov wrote this string quartet version for the Kronos Quartet, and the cellist of that group is a very, very close friend of mine.
Hmm.
And that's a beautiful piece that he wrote. He'd gone to Israel, and right at the beginning of a time of violence, which has continued then to this day. So this was in the early 2000s. And then he came home and took his young son to the museum in New York, the Natural History Museum in New York, and saw this, you know, huge image of the globe that's just beautiful and shining earth and how beautiful and peaceful it was. And so he'd had these really conflicting or different experiences back to back. And so this piece is his expression of that experience.
And then the festival wraps up on Sunday, August the 20th.
Yeah, so our final performance is called Transcending Borders. I'm really excited about this program. I get to play two fabulous clarinet quintets on this program. Get to play with Peter for the first time on the Vinheim Clarinet Quintet. So this program, Transcending Borders, is all of the composers are Israeli or Arab, and we go back and forth between the two. And it's just this idea that, you know, transcending these walls and barriers that we as humans put up through art and our hope for the future.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing then?
I'm playing the Benheim Clarinet Quintet mm-hmm. with Dana, which is, for me, it's rare to be asked to play a piece, well, one, by a composer whom I've never heard of, and then also to immediately fall in love with the piece.
I'm just guessing that doesn't happen very often, does it?
No, not very often. And after hearing the piece, I don't know why it's not played more often, because it's absolutely beautiful and it's accessible and it's haunting and it's really wonderful.
Well, what do you think is unique about this year's festival, either in the music or the message?
Well, I think what this festival does really well is package classical chamber music in a narrative of storytelling. And so even if you don't know the composers, or even if you may not like this one piece, but you know you like the other one, or maybe you've never even been to a chamber music concert, it's all from a point of storytelling. And so it's very inviting to people, and it really creates a sense of community. You can come to multiple events and meet the musicians. It's very informal that way. You see the same people at the events over and over and again. So it's a very warm way to hear live music.
I might butt in also, as chamber music concerts, it's a very intimate kind of setting, and you know, we're physically close to the audience, and the audience plays a role. You know, we feel the presence. We're not up on, you know, some tall stage somewhere. It's almost like playing in someone's living room.
Mm-hmm.
And when you deal with a kind of like a theme that you're dealing with, I would think that you get a lot of feedback afterwards from the audience, you know, what it means to them emotionally or on whatever level.
We do. And actually, after that final concert on Sunday, there's a reception. And so we get feedback throughout, because there's a lot of interaction with the audience throughout. But then you can really hear, you know, what they've gotten out of the experience. And that's so wonderful for us as musicians to have that feedback. It's so meaningful for us to hear, oh, this was your experience, and, you know, we were a part of that, and isn't that incredible?
Right, yeah. Well, Dana, you, a little personal information here, if you don't mm-hmm. mind. You are the principal clarinet of the Illinois Symphony mm-hmm. Orchestra, and you're part of the Chamber Project St. Louis.
That's right.
Anything coming up we should know about?
Well, yeah, I actually will be back at the History Museum with Chamber Project St. Louis as we kick off our 10th season. We're very excited about that. As part of the number one in civil rights, the African-American Freedom Struggle in St. Louis exhibit, we are in partnership with them. We're doing a concert called Faith, and we will be premiering a work that is inspired by the landmark Dred Scott case in that concert. So we're really excited about that. That's September 9th.
Peter, you're currently, as I said before, assistant principal cellist with the San Francisco Opera, right?
Yes.
But you're also a member of, I think, a trio and a quintet.
Yeah, what's great about my job with the opera is that I get to play operas for half the year, which I love, and then I have time to keep up my chamber groups in the rest of the year.
And what are your groups?
So I have my piano trio, the Saguaro Trio, which I've been playing with for about 10 years. And then I have a really fun quintet of five cellos called Sakura. We actually just gave a concert here at the 560 Music Center in January. So that's a really, really fun group. A wide range of repertoire from early, you know, Renaissance vocal music to new commissions.
Peter, I want to ask you about something. It was 7 years ago that your parents were here on the radio with us, and they brought along a young musician from Mongolia who had moved here to, I guess, study and live with them for a while, and you made it happen. So could you kind of recap that story?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So in, let's see, 2010, I went to Mongolia with Midori and her outreach program called Music Sharing. And we coached a quartet, a student quartet there, and the cellist was obviously very gifted, and she wanted to study abroad, but she didn't.
She was like a teenager, right?
Yeah, she was like 16. Mm-hmm. She didn't speak English, and et cetera. Anyway, so I had this crazy idea that she should live in St. Louis with my parents and study with my old teacher. It was just kind of a half-baked, like, oh, but that would be so cool. Anyway, so long story short, it actually happened.
So wait, you came. Wait. You came back from Mongolia and said, I met this like 15-year-old stranger. I want her to live with you. And they said, sure.
I called them from Mongolia and they said, sure. Yeah, they're actually.
But that's because you convinced her she was someone special, evidently.
Yeah. Yeah. And she really is. So, yeah. So she studied here with my old dear teacher, Ken Colosa, for a couple of years. And then she went to Southern Methodist University and then Eastman. Now she's starting at DePaul in Chicago and playing with Civic Orchestra.
Has a career ahead of her, do you think?
I think so. Yeah. She's great, great musician and incidentally, incredible artist, too.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today. And we wish you all the best for the seventh season.
Thank you.
That was Steve Potter speaking with clarinetist Dana Hodel, the festival director of the Gesher Music Festival, and cellist Peter Myers. The festival features three main stage concerts beginning Thursday evening at 7:30 at the Missouri History Museum and concluding Sunday, August 20th. There are also several community outreach events, including a family concert Sunday afternoon at 4 at the JCC's Wohl Studio Theater. You can find more information at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair.